everybody, on this Friday, the 10th of March, 2023. It's just a little bit before our Bible study tonight, so thought I would stop by. I'm actually outside in a park at the moment. It's beautiful, warm weather here, and the flowers are blooming, and the sun is shining, and it's great weather to walk around and hang out. And March is definitely one of the months when people like to visit as far as weather and stuff goes, because it's gorgeous here. But anyway, yeah, I wanted to just talk briefly about some of the stuff coming up, if you want to pray about it or if you're just interested. Our last newsletter, we tried to keep, it was a little bit of a lighter newsletter after kind of a heavy one back in November, December. But yeah, there's lots coming up, some of which we may have mentioned, but a lot of it probably not. I did mention that we are enjoying lots of visits from fellow missionaries for various reasons. I think within a few weeks, it's like three couples and a family that we're going to be seeing. So that's going to be fun. We've already seen one couple and looking forward to a couple more in the week to come, this next week. So yeah, you can definitely pray that we'll have a good time with all of them and be an encouragement to them. And there is a youth camp coming up. It's something that the Circuit of Bible Churches is doing, the group of Bible churches here in Mexico City. And you can definitely pray for that. That is the 6th to the 8th of April. And we're not actually involved because we already had another commitment. But it's a big thing to put on for this group of churches. So definitely, there's a lot of love and concern for the youth in our churches, and so we definitely want to make it a good time. So you can definitely pray for the those who are going to be involved in the youth camp. Our other commitment actually was the MK camp, which we've been going to most years, and so we're looking forward to that. That is the same week. I have some preaching coming up, so I'm looking forward to that, and we're in the Gospel of John, which is amazing. So, and we're definitely touching on topics that are very important. And one thing that I haven't talked about is we are, Lord willing, going to have a elder recognition service on the 30th of April to formally recognize the first elders of this church, the first Mexican elders. So you can definitely pray for those men and their families as we prepare for that, and have some meetings with them probably. And it's one of those things that kind of development of leadership happens gradually as you're planting a church, and they're already doing a lot of work, and we will, as missionaries, continue doing a lot of work after the service, you know. But it's kind of a official formal step as the church continues to grow. So yeah, definitely pray for that 30th of April and the meetings that happen before then. And yeah, very busy time, but very exciting time, and some really great things happening in the next little while. There's a men's retreat also from the Circuit of Bible Churches in May that's coming up. We're kind of excited as well. We have a lot of men right now in our church that can preach, and so we, it looks like we're going to be able to help out another church nearby that where the pastor could use a break here and there, and so we're going to have the opportunity to preach there a little bit, and I'll be preaching there next month. So that's kind of neat. It's a church we always enjoy visiting, and it'll be fun to go there and preach next month as well. So yes, lots of fun things coming up. Thanks so much for your prayers, and we will have no doubt a lot to talk about by the time we get to our next newsletter, but we'll certainly try to keep you up to date on some things on our blog as well. So hope you're having a great day yourself, and thanks for listening. Bye for now.